T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to that Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to the Hoops critic, our buddy, Brian Geltzeiler. You can see him on NBA TV, hear him on Sirius XM NBA Radio, and with us all the time as well. Brian, we appreciate your time as always. Before I get to the Heat and the 76ers, it's just what everyone thought last night, right? The Warriors were just going to get curb stomped by Memphis without Ja Morant. That's exactly what we all thought, right?
Exactly. Listen, the Grizzlies did, in all fairness, the Grizzlies did give you a little preview of what they're going to be able to do here and what they did in Game 5 and Game 4. Game 4 was a very winnable game for the Memphis Grizzlies. Okay? That was something that they were able to do. That was a game that they could absolutely win, and they didn't win it, mostly because Steph Curry is Steph Curry, and he came had an 18-point fourth quarter and you know, got to the free throw line and finished that game. But the Grizzlies found a formula defensively in Game 4 by letting Draymond Green shoot the ball. They, you know, Steven Adams had not had he had been hurt with a bad knee. He had been out with COVID, and they got him back in the lineup, and they played him as kind of a defensive rover in the paint, playing 6-7 steps off Draymond, challenging Draymond to shoot. It made Draymond a much less effective passer. They come out in a similar defensive strategy last night, and Golden State got, you know, they got blitzed early, and then they rolled over quickly, knowing they could come back home for a Game 6, which wasn't exactly the best look for Golden State. And last night was a night where the Warriors certainly missed Steve Kerr. But I guess my point is, guys, if you look deep enough at all that, you could see where the Grizzlies certainly were up to giving the Warriors a fight last night, and they took it to them and took it to them hard.
Boy, did they. Hey, I was just curious, Brian. Are you buying at this point the four teams that are up 3-2, the Heat, the Bucks, Golden State, and Phoenix? They're going to play each other in the Eastern and Western Conference Finals?
You know, Joe, it's a great question. I think the Warriors will finish the Grizzlies in Game 6. They can probably be a little closer than they'd like it to be, but I think they will do that. I still think the Heat win this series. I don't know if they win Game 6. I think if the Sixers have one shred of fight left in them, they come out playing hard at home and wanting to prove something to their fans, because that was a disgusting, ugly, ugly performance by Philadelphia the other night. It really was. I think Milwaukee, Boston very well could go to 7. I think home court makes a little bit less of a difference in there. I picked Boston at the beginning of the series. I still think Boston can win this series. I mean, these games come down to one or two plays, so I don't know necessarily about that one. And listen, I think Phoenix-Dallas goes to 7 also. Dallas is very good in their own building. I think you'll probably get 3 of them definitely. Wow. I would say Phoenix, Golden State, and Miami, I think we'll get in the conference final. I think Boston-Milwaukee is, frankly, still anyone's series.
Yeah, what a series that is, too. That's just a fun one to watch. You know, in there, the way that Giannis is playing, the way that they're playing without Middleton, too. I thought without Middleton, they'd have a really, really hard time against Boston. Boy, was I wrong about that.
Me too. Listen, I thought Middleton was so important to them winning the series. I picked Boston in 5. You know,
wow.
So, and that hasn't worked out that well. But I give Mike Budenholzer a lot of credit. He made a change in that starting lineup and went a little bit smaller to match up with Boston. And I kind of felt he was making a mistake and thought he should have went a little bit bigger. But smaller has worked. And last night he chose to finish with Bobby Portis instead of Brook Lopez. And the most important play of that game was a Bobby Portis offensive rebound. And I think if you're Boston here, not having Robert Williams is really creeping up on you and hurting you. They gave up so many offensive rebounds. Their defensive rebounding is nowhere close to where it should be. And it's simple stuff. And I will tell you, Al Horford's played in this series better than I think he's ever played in his entire career. I mean, really, Horford's had a very good career, been a multi-time All-Star. I mean, Horford, but what he's done in this series guarding Giannis and even offensively has been amazing. He misses that box out on Bobby Portis, and it was ugly the way he missed that box out. Think about this. Portis was on the left side of the free throw lane when that free throw went up. And somehow, some way, he got the offensive rebound on the right side. That's how poorly a job Horford did of boxing Portis off the glass. And that's a conscious decision by Mike Budenholzer to say, hey, we're not going to finish with our big seven-footer Lopez out there. We're going to finish with Bobby Portis instead. And that move paid enormous dividends for Milwaukee.
Gelty, I want to ask you about James Harden when this series is over. He's looking at like a five-year, $250 million. There's no way the 76ers can give this James Harden that's playing right now and the drop in his game. Can they give him that contract? They got to let him go, don't they?
No, I don't think they're going to let him go. Listen, they gave up too much for him. You can't let him go. You have to try to treat him as a reclamation project. Think about what they gave up for him. They gave up a 25-year-old All-Star. And say what you want about Ben Simmons, all right? But he's probably going to hit the court next year and maybe not be any better than he was in Philadelphia. But at the very least, if he's the same guy, you gave up a lot.
Right.
You gave up Curry and Drummond. You gave up two first-round picks. You can't let him go. Now, the question becomes, how many years do you give him? They're going to give him probably max money per year. But you can't give this guy 5 years.
No.
You know, I mean, you can give him 2 years, $100 million, and let's see if you're willing to get in the right shape, James, and we'll take it year by year with you. And I think that may be something that works because there's trust between James Harden and Daryl Morey. Keep something in mind here, and this is going to start to become, I think, as Philly goes into their offseason, a bigger and bigger story. James Harden doesn't have an agent. And James Harden was part of this Philly net deal was that James Harden was supposed to opt into his deal next year. He missed the opt-in deadline and is now a free agent. He claims it was an honest mistake and he just missed the deadline. So now you're in a scenario where you're Philadelphia. And listen, Harden missed that deadline. And I don't know if he did it intentionally or not. I'm not going to pretend to know that answer. But if he did it intentionally thinking it could get him into a max contract earlier, that may be a massive backfire on James's part here,
right?
You know, because I don't know that they're going to – I think you can't give him 5 years. Listen, guys, I said this to you guys at the time. I said it anywhere that I've talked on air. I thought when Daryl Morey made this trade, he bet on the wrong horse. And it looks that way right now. And, yes, Harden was fantastic in game four. But those games are few and far between at this point. And I was on with Hawk and Crowder earlier this week, and I told these guys that if Philadelphia was going to win the series, James Harden had to repeat that performance from game four at least one more time. He quit like a dog the other night. He was trying to draw fouls when he couldn't get fouls. He wasn't running back on defense. His lack of effort has permeated throughout that roster in games where he's just decided he's done. And I will tell you, if you're Philadelphia, you got to think long and hard before you make a long-term commitment. Matter of fact, take it a step further, you can't make a long-term commitment to that guy no matter what you gave up. Year over year, want to sign him to a two-year deal and see what happens? I can live with that. There's no way you can give this guy a five-year max deal.
Oof. You know what's amazing about the 76ers now that we're playing them here in this this round of the playoffs? It just seemed like their chemistry of that team, just constantly. You get Embiid saying something about somebody else. It just, there's always drama, and Doc's trying to cover for everybody, and he comes out after the game and says, our effort was terrible. Doc, you're the head coach. That's part of your job is to make sure everybody's like gets it. Like, this is a game. We just won two in a row. We come down there, we get that one. We could beat this team, and it's, it just never – what's the biggest problem on this 76ers team for you?
All right, well, first of all, let me say this. And Doc says a lot of things to the media that he probably shouldn't say. And Doc's, you know, Doc has a hard time with that media and tends to go at them at times and to be very defensive with them. With all that said, I can't totally blame that lack of effort on Doc. You're right to a certain extent. He's got to be able to say enough to get those guys to want to run through a brick wall. These are also grown men and professional players.
True, true.
At a certain point in time, you know what, guys? Game five, you just won two in a row. You should have, you know, this wind beneath your wings to get out there and want to bust your butt and compete as hard as you can. And when you get in an adverse situation, you kind of have to look to each other. It can't always be the coach that's pushing you there. Effort-wise, you at a certain point in time, professional pride's got to kick in, and none of that kicked in. I think you're on to something when it comes to chemistry. Listen, I love Joel Embiid. He is the absolute leader of this team. I don't think it's a coincidence that we've seen him have his best moments when there's not another star on that team or on the floor with them, really. I think that for whatever reason, and we're seeing Dallas, by the way, where the whole orbit around Luka works better, where there's not another co-star for him to have to share usage with, to get involved with. I think that hurts Embiid a little bit, and I think Embiid's more comfortable that way because if you look, Embiid threw daggers at Simmons publicly. You know, late in the season, he was throwing daggers at Harden and Doc Rivers publicly.
Right.
Okay, you know, Joel's just happier and more comfortable, and everybody does better around him when he's the center of the earth, when there's nobody else around him that can even take anything away from that. And ultimately, he'll take more accountability when that's the case. When you got another star in there, Joel's turning around looking and say, hey, this guy's supposed to be sharing it with me. And one thing we've learned about Joel Embiid over time is he doesn't mince words. Listen, I do think there's a little bit of a chemistry issue there. Again, they bet on the wrong horse with Harden. C.J. McCollum was available. It's possible Bradley Beal could have been available. They brought James in, and James is a very individualized guy. And the other thing is this. I mean, keep this in mind. I don't think James is enamored with, and I've heard this, with Doc Rivers coaching this team. I don't think this is his choice. The problem they have here that they could be courting is, A, contractually, they got him $10 million a year for another 3 years here. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of this is that this is who Joel Embiid wants to coach the team. And so if Embiid's happy and comfortable with Doc Rivers, this is the guy that you have to hang your hat on. This is your man. So it's the Sixers have a mess of problems. But I have to say this. This was a lot of these problems didn't necessarily exist before they brought James Harden on board. When they put Simmons in the rearview mirror, things look really, really good for them this season.
I fully expected Embiid to come out like scorched, you know, fire and earth, the whole deal after the MVP snub, or he would come out and do that with Jokic. Did you think Jokic was the MVP this year over Embiid, by the way?
No, I actually thought it was Giannis, but I would have rather seen Embiid get it than Jokic. That's how I felt. I thought Giannis had another fantastic, amazing year, and I'm never one that buys into the concept of voter fatigue, and I think that hurts Giannis from getting votes. But if you told me as a choice between Embiid and Jokic, I would have chosen Joel Embiid. Let me also cut Joel Embiid a little bit of a break. I know there's been a big narrative in Game 5, like you got stumped for MVP, come out, play your backside off. Joel played hard in Game 5. The dude has a torn ligament in his thumb on his shooting hand that he needs surgery on like yesterday. And he's out there playing with it. It's hard to shoot. It's hard to catch the ball. Okay, he's just coming off a significant concussion. The dude's got a broken bone in his face and is wearing a mask out there playing and got shut down and wasn't able to really do anything for a week after that injury and is still kind of catching and finding his wind again. He, you know, listen, in the words of JV, Sixers got 99 problems. Joel Embiid ain't one of them. I mean, you want to look at what the issue was the other night in terms of effort. It's pretty much everybody else on that team for the exception of Joel Embiid.
So you think the 76ers win tonight, by the way, before we let you go?
I do. Yeah. I do. I think it's going to be a close game. Listen, Miami's not going to pull a Sixers and roll over on the road. That's not who they are. That's not in the Heat DNA, and I think they found a lot of good things. Kind of making the decision here that Lowry's not healthy enough to go, I think was a very important thing because the guys that are filling in there, and it's not necessarily, you know, just Gabe Vincent. You know, Oladipo's getting plenty of time there. Shrew seemed to get more shots, more usage, played very well. Jimmy can play a lot of point guard, but I think Lowry was hurting them because he wasn't healthy enough to be on the floor. Having healthier, more athletic players out there, I think really helped Miami. Miami's going to fight hard tonight, but this is the Sixers Super Bowl. The Sixers are going to, if the Sixers have any pride in them whatsoever, they're going to come out and play their backsides off tonight at home. I think the Sixers will win tonight and take this to a Game 7.
All right.
Gelty, always great having you, man. Gelty. Thanks for finding us time here in South Florida, brother. Thank you.
Guys, it's always my pleasure. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
All right, that was Brian Geltzeiler, founder of HoopsCritic.com, host on Sirius XM NBA Radio. You can see him on NBA TV as well.
All right, we're just a few minutes away from the Miami Dolphins' new punter. Thomas Morstead's going to join us. We'll talk to him about his decision to come play for the Miami Dolphins, as this guy has got one strong leg on him. We'll talk to him just a few minutes away. Right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I love talking about him because when the banks are real slow and you want to get something done, like refinancing, maybe pull out some equity out of your home, maybe you've got some investment properties you want to use that equity for. A lot of people are doing that right now, especially with the rates before they go up anymore. And when you need somebody, how about if I told you Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage for the last 25-plus years has been helping people and getting them approved in half the time of the big banks. And not just that, but he works 7 days a week. He doesn't work banker's hours. He's always there for you. I'm going to give you a cell phone number. You can call or text him, and I promise you either pick up or he'll get right back to you. That's what he does, man. So whatever it is, including looking for a new mortgage, reverse mortgage, or anything else, Michael Kotze is just so good at what he does. And again, been doing it for more than 25 years right here in South Florida. No prepayment penalty. Call Michael Kotze today on his cell phone, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. Or visit choicemortgage.com. You can get that number and all the information you need to know about Michael Kotze, who you are going to like a lot. NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.